I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and Jesus, is 2018 already. It's here.
You guys, this is our 1 year anniversary, and we've gotten so many complaints about the sound quality. We're trying something new, and it took us a goddamn hour. And we're just hoping for the best.
You guys, we have been like, okay, we are not techie. I feel like we have said that multiple times. Like, we don't know what we're doing.
No, not at all.
We're trying really hard.
So we are hoping this sound quality is a lot better for 2018 for you, our jury. And, you know, we started some new things. Courtney created a Facebook group, and it's called The Jury Speaks. Please join today.
Yes, come join. We already have like 1,000 people in it, which is great. And it's only been like alive for a day. So come join it. If it's a closed group. So if you're worried that like people you know are going to see it, don't, unless they join the group, you're okay. And an easy way to find it too is either you can go to our Instagram page and we have one of our highlights that says the Facebook group, and you can click on that and then swipe up. Or if you go to Facebook, search for Two Judgy Girls, I actually like put a post on our page so you can join it that way. But come talk Bravo, because we love when you guys send us messages. It's great, but I have a feeling that because we try to answer everybody, but sometimes our lives just get too crazy, that you can talk with other like-minded folk like yourself.
Yes.
And some of the posts have been cracking me up.
So. People have been asking great questions. Oh. Like, whose house would you want to live in the most?
Yes.
It seems like Villa Blanca has been a big contender.
You mean Villa Rosa?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Villa Blanca is the restaurant.
You've just been thinking of Dorit's birthday party.
You're right.
Dorit's with Dorit, who's like, Jagger, I've never seen this baby before. But now she really talks like, Jagger, I've never seen this baby before.
No, it's like, Bubba, Bubba, you put my baby in a white suit.
Okay, Bubba. I also have to admit, I have to apologize to you, because when you were doing Dorit's tagline and I kept making fun of you for the way that you were saying moderation.
Okay, I'm totally right.
You were so on point.
I was like,
oh my God, I'm so sorry, Mary. Like, I watched it and I just felt horrible. I'm so sorry.
You should. You should. Because I knew I was killing that and I was like, what's wrong with her?
I'm so sorry. Wait, okay. So now that it's like, it's a new year, what did you do for New Year's Eve, by the way? What did you do to end your year? What did you do to start it? I haven't seen you. It's been having a week off from you is really difficult.
I went to San Diego, Del Mar, stayed at this bougie hotel, which was fabulous. And then I went to Disneyland, which was okay. I mean, it's cool. It's like a long day there, though.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you probably got a lot of steps in.
I did. We walked 8 miles each day.
Oh, my God. Your legs must really be feeling it. Hope you were wearing your Nikes.
I legit, that morning, I wore, like, actually, I had, like, these Dr. Scholl's shoes, but they weren't even good enough.
With gel inserts?
Yeah, they're like, they look like the Steve Madden, or, like, Vans, you know, those kind of shoes.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What are those called?
Yeah, they're, like, slip-ons.
Like, the slip-ons.
Yeah.
And they were not good enough, so I wore my Nikes that night, and I felt like Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner always wears jeans and Nikes, and I hate it. I hate that look.
Me too. And I was so her. Much. One time I went. I remember the first time I wore. This is so stupid, but I went to Disneyland, and I was like, I'm just gonna wear my Nikes, and I felt like, oh my God, I'm one of those people. And then I was like, my feet have never been. Felt better. And then I went again and I wore them and we walked like maybe 12 miles that day. And I came home with the biggest blisters on my feet. I was like, I can never go to Disneyland again.
It's a lot of energy and work. Yeah. And it was like the most crowded time of the year.
Oh, of course. And then you flew back on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes. And then I just went to a house party.
Yeah.
I was home by 2 a.m. Maybe I'm turning over a new leaf.
Don't kid yourself, Mary.
I know. Literally the 22nd was my last day of work. We had like a boozy lunch and then I came back here and just like didn't leave my house and drank so much wine and like fell asleep by 8 o'clock. My sister said I had a blanket over my head and I was watching Shameless.
You'll need to rewatch those episodes.
Yes, I will.
Oh man, some things never.
Okay, how was your New Year's?
My New Year's was good. I was in Park City before that. I was scoping out guys. Mary and I are going to Sundance this year.
Woohoo! 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I went out there and, you know, I had to scope out the scene for us. And so I flew back and then on New Year's Eve, I went to a private party at this like restaurant that I love. I don't think the restaurant loves me, though, is what I'll say. About 10 minutes into the party, I like was going to the bathroom and I must have taken like a quick turn. Like, mind you, I wasn't even that drunk yet. I took a quick turn. I hit a table and all the glasses fell off and broke all over the floor. Yes. And I just like stood there. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm not even drunk. I don't know what happened. Like, I'm so sorry.
And just dead sober. You did that.
Dead sober. And then the owner was like, I was talking, oh, but this, Mary, you will love this. I don't even think I told you this. So I walk into the party and I'm like, oh, this is like an interesting scene because the restaurant was like shut down. So all of a sudden I'm like, I sit at the table and the centerpieces, I was at a fucking Olsen twin wedding.
Wait, like for real?
No. The centerpieces were bowls of cigarettes.
Ew.
Oh, and did you
read that joke went over my head.
Sorry, did you read about like when one of the Olsen twins got married that that she had cigarettes as her centerpieces?
No.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay.
When she like married that like 50-year-old man?
Yeah, so she had and her centerpieces were cigarettes. And so I like walked in, I literally go to the owner, I'm like, are you like a fan of the Olsen twins? He's like, yeah, why? I'm like, I don't know. Who else puts like hundreds of cigarettes in a bowl?
Who still smokes cigarettes?
Apparently a lot of people there. We live in LA, so people were not, you know, they weren't eating.
But like,
I don't know. They were a big hit though. People were smoking them all night. And there were different kinds too, which was like very thoughtful of him, I guess. But anyways,
it was kind of like a, you know those like when people do like the candy stands and you take them home?
It was yeah. And but then the whole night people were like, oh, are you the girl that bumped over the table? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, everybody heard that. I'm like, yeah, tell me some more.
Like how many glasses were on it?
Oh, like at least 10 to 12 to 15. There could have been more. I just 30. It was really embarrassing. I'll admit it. It was pretty bad. Well,
on New Year's Day, I got an Uber at 7:30 at night. I had only had two cocktails. Mm-hmm. And I like was like, I do not feel good. It was only like a 15 minute drive home. And I was like, no, you're fine. You're fine. Like talking myself through it. Mm-hmm. I start salivating in my mouth. I start sweating. I like we're literally about 7 blocks away. And I'm like, sir, you need to pull over. I think I'm going to puke. I literally get out of the car and projectile vomit. It's 7:30 at night on New Year's Day. I'm not even drunk. I don't know what happened. It was like I got like car sick.
Well, you know who else doesn't know what happened?
Who?
Luann.
Oh my
God. Breaking news while we were off. Like, oh my God.
That was like a Christmas Eve gift, that mugshot.
Oh my God. Like, I'm telling you, like, you got the news like fast and you posted that right on our Instagram. I was still sleeping. I like woke up to just my phone like blowing up. And all of you guys also messaged us to tell us too. So it was just was like, like,
well, and it was also like, I mean, we're on West Coast time. That happened in Florida, baby. They're 3 hours ahead. Like, that was hot, hot stuff.
So what do you think about the whole thing? Do you think it was in relation to Tom? Like, there's been so many things happening. Like, she threatened to kill them all. Like,
okay, I think that they went back to this hotel with this guy.
Who's like, they? Who is she with?
Her and her friend.
Okay.
Well, she had stories the night before about her and her friend getting dressed up to go out.
Okay.
And so I think they went out to dinner, had a bunch of drinks, met some guys, go back to their hotel room and are just like really, really loud. Like apparently, I don't know what was happening in the hotel room. I think she was hooking up with this guy. They get a complaint and they call like Palm Beach police. Mm-hmm. And
was it West Palm Beach or Palm Beach proper?
I don't know exactly. I'm going to go West Palm.
Okay. No, I think she was in the right Palm Beach.
I think so too. And then I think she just kind of like panicked and she's like wasted and was like, I'm going to hide in the bathroom. And they're like, then they're like, trying to get her to come out of the hotel room and then they like enter and then she just fucking loses it and just I think she just wasn't complying with the police, but like it's literally just you know, public intoxication, but since she like kicked the policeman and hit them and was like so resistant, that's the problem.
Yeah, but what cracks me up though is I'm like, okay, her alter ego is Leanne and she's like, they're just hands.
Totally.
But I'll kill you all.
Totally. Totally. Good reference.
Thank you. Thank you. But I just am like, that was just shocking. And then this week she decided to plead not guilty.
Well, don't you always do that? But then she's also went to alcohol rehab. I am so curious. There's no way she's going to be in there for 30 days.
Well, what day is her burlesque show?
She has that burlesque show coming up. But I also think that, like, she'll do, like, maybe 21 days, 3 weeks. I don't think she'll be drinking on camera, but there's no way she's giving up the bottle. I mean, I actually feel bad for her. Like, this is, like, her first time in her life she's ever been arrested, and she's 50 fucking three. Like, I had a little bit of sympathy.
Well, I mean, and then Tom was there, too.
For sure, blacked out.
Yeah.
What do you mean Tom was there? Tom like, was in Palm Beach?
Yes. Sorry. I'm getting, like, this text right now, and I literally get okay, real good. Can I breaking news this?
Sure. What do you got there?
Okay, so my friend just texted me and said, real gossip from Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
The girl, Allie, who is Lala's friend who made out with Schwartz.
Right.
Is a receptionist at UTA, this talent agency.
Okay. She got fired?
Nope, and someone confronted her and got the entire story.
Okay, so what's the story?
No, these texts are coming in just as we're talking right now. I'm just,
oh, okay.
So she actually did make out with Schwartz at the bungalow. You heard it here first. Full confirmation.
I mean, that was a poll question in literally every single. I think
93%. Who was the 90% that said like no, they don't believe it? Was it Schwartz, Jax, and Tom?
Like, literally. It's okay. Did Tom cheat on Katie? 94% said yes. 6% said no.
Like,
then my next question. Does it count if he doesn't remember? 78% said yes. 22% said no.
Which makes, you know what? We can't judge anybody on that. We're only allowed to judge Bravo celebrities, not each other.
So basically, one out of four says it doesn't.
Right. Let's just go into our polls. And okay. as breaking news comes through, I'll keep you updated.
Okay. Does Dorito need to drop the Rena bashing? Clearly, yes. That's going to be her demise this season. I thought she was going to be Cooler Ranch Dorito edition, but she's not proving to
me. I'm admitting, maybe 2018 is my year of admitting wrongs. I am so sorry I ever thought that Dorit would have a good second season.
I was kind of believing that too, but 85%.
Yep, go ahead.
85% said they need to stop bashing Rena.
Yeah, like Rena is so easy.
Yeah. I mean, like, also she doesn't have Eileen.
I made a comparison and remember, okay, so I know we're kind of going to BH, but whatever. So when Vanderpump makes Rena get up and give a speech, did it not remind you of when Vanderpump would do that to Brandy? After Brandy, like, went after her, and she's like, Brandy, why don't you sing in front of everybody at Pump?
Well,
remember that, though?
Yes. And, like, watching Rena watch the first couple seasons and, like...
Oh, she's doing it again tonight.
She is hating on LVP, so...
What the hell happened?
I'm curious. But you know what? LVP, she's always, like, she shames people. Like, she's so rude. She made some comment when Lisa came into the restaurant, and I was actually shocked when they like first like kissed hello and she didn't like say something rude, because that's what she does. She digs mm-hmm. and she tries to do it in a non-confrontational way, but I'm surprised more people don't call her out on her shit. I'm sick of Lisa Vanderpump.
I have to say, Lisa Vanderpump's life is so amazing that I don't understand why she has to go after anybody. Like, I will just watch a show about how fabulous your life is.
I would prefer that over the shit that she does, and I need her to get a stylist. Like, the pink silk needs to stop, and the blazers need to stop.
All she wears, she either wears black pants, or she wears, like, black pants that flare at the bottom, or she wears a black pencil skirt, and it's always some sort of blouse, and lately it's always been sheer. It's like, we fucking get it, Vanderpump. And, like, don't tell me you're 57. My mom is 58. Sorry, I'm sure she's not listening, so it's totally fine. My mom looks 20 years younger than Vanderpump. Rena looks 20 years younger than Vanderpump, and they're 3-year difference.
Lisa Vanderpump, though, she's always, like, had that look of, like...
No, her... I was watching season 1 Vanderpump the other day on New Year's Day, as you may have noticed. And she looked so young in that.
Oh, I completely disagree. I think she's always looked old. Her hair, she needs, like, go get a keratin. Smooth out your hair. It looks so dried out.
Agreed.
And, like, stop wearing 1990s blouses that are silk and pink. And, like, it's almost like that Seinfeld puffy shirt. She wears, like, those puffy shirts in silk.
Yes, it's like Contempo Casual is not a store anymore. You don't need to bring it out there.
Magenta. It's awful. It's awful.
I agree.
Okay, sorry. Getting back to the poll.
Whoops. So in 2018, we still have ADD.
Okay. Will you read Erica Jane's book? Will you?
No. Like, I love Erica, but the fact that she's using her dad as a storyline this season is, like, boring.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Past
so
the puss, not past the dad. Like, I'm over it.
Okay, so 49% of people said they would.
Well,
yeah,
you know, interesting. We'll need your eagle eyes to read and report back if it's worth it.
Right.
Yes.
I did read a Kris Jenner book years ago. But
I mean, did I read Holly Madison from Girls Next Door's biography? Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Well, the Kris Jenner book, it was pre-Caitlyn, so.
Ooh.
A lot's happened since. Okay. Next question. Who is more rich, Erica Jane or Bethany?
So people had issues with this because it was, is it all encompassing or is it like them personally? I thought it would have been Erica because Tom seems like he's so rich and, you know, all this stuff. But you figure, you said it, no, right?
So Bethany is more rich, and 55% of people thought that. So we did a little background research on our own. Bethany has 25 million. Erica Jane only has like 5.
I thought it was, yeah, I thought it was like 11 total or something with Tom.
Oh, wait. No, it says Erica is worth about 5 million thanks to a string of hits on the Billboard dancing charts, not to mention her marriage to the lawyer husband, Tom Girardi, who is 40 years her senior.
There's no way that that lifestyle is a $5 million lifestyle.
I agree with that. They did say that.
Like they said that Eileen Davidson is worth $3 million, but she made like $1 million just from the season last year. So like, nah, I don't buy it.
Maybe this is a bad article.
Ugh, it is Canadian. Just kidding. If you're from Canada, we like you.
They said Ramona's 18 million. I believe that.
Yeah, but that's...
Shannon Bedore, 20. Dorinda, 20 million.
If Shannon Bedore...
Dorinda has a lot of money.
If Shannon Bedore is worth $20 million, then why is she being so difficult about her contract with OC for next season, demanding more money?
I think that's smart.
I don't think they're going to be so happy about it. If she's demanding more money, I want to see dates. I want to see bathtub scenes a la Tamara Eddy.
I don't think we want to see her bathtub scene. She's recently gained weight over the holidays.
She'd be like, oh no, the soap. What's that saying? You drop the soap. Oh, you put it in somewhere. I don't want it.
Okay, proceed to the next poll question.
No, but okay, wait. Bethany, 25 million. Heather Dubrow, 30 million. Candy, 35. Yolanda, 45 million, which makes sense to me.
I don't
care. Carol, 50 million. They're saying Carol's 50 million and Kyle Richards, 50 million.
I'm calling bullshit on
75. Okay.
I think Candy might be the richest of them all. Like, she's got.
Like an Emmy.
Yeah, but she's got but no like, scrubs.
No,
money.
But I, you know what? Music money doesn't make money now. Look at Kanye.
Well, Kanye, I think, spends his money ridiculously.
No, but I don't think music, I guess you make money from music with the tour.
No, it's with the playbacks. Like, and then Candy, because Ed Sheeran sampled No Scrubs in like the Shape of You song or whatever it is. I'm really bad at Ed Sheeran music, sadly. I don't know it. But she gets royalties off that, like every time it's played.
I just heard that music money is no good anymore. Don't marry a musician, people.
Okay. I guess I won't go for John Cougar Mellencamp.
I go for John Mayer though.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with. Do you watch his Instagram?
Body is a wonderland.
It's the only
wondering how I'm feel or mess my hands or what is it? Feel my hand?
Nailed it. Okay, but okay. I feel like a lot of you didn't know that John Mayer hooked up with Sheena.
I didn't know that. Oh.
I guess you've been reading our hashtags on our Instagram. Okay, so this was like, I want to say this might have been pre-Eddie Cibrian.
Okay.
She hooked up with John Mayer like maybe once or twice or whatever. And then she went on like Access Hollywood or ET or one of those shows and started talking about it.
So thirsty.
And so, of course, he like dropped her real quick.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure she claimed that Your Body is a Wonderland was written about her. And I'm like, I can assure you.
Tell that to a lot of girls.
No, but it was written about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. We've talked about this on here before.
Have we? But anyways, all I'm saying is, Sheena, you thirsty, thirsty little bee.
Ugh, the worst. Okay. Will Harry Hamlin or Tom be on this season?
I don't
This
think
was
so.
A basically, yes, people said 52%, no, 48%. You guys, I think it's a hard no. Maybe Hamlin, no. Tom's definitely not.
I don't think Hamlin, and I think that's why Rinna had to FaceTime Kyle in this week's episode, was because Harry was like, I'm not doing that recap shit with you where you tell me about how the trip to Vegas was or what you did the past weekend. I don't care.
But PK was like, Bubba, how was that trip to Vegas?
Like, Bubba, I haven't even seen you. Yeah.
You're organizing your AMAs. new dishes for 18 grand and your sunglasses.
Wait, you could see, I thought I saw pure fear on his face when he saw it and he was like, oh shit, Dalreet, we don't have any money.
Well, yeah. So everyone knows that they don't have money, right? Like that they rent that house.
They rent that house.
And Mauricio's selling it right now. And but it's not like they don't own the house.
No, not
at all. They rent the house.
Right. And and then when they were, you know, for 4 months, they were in Miami while the house was being quote unquote renovated because the owner wanted to quote unquote renovate the house. So they had to get out.
So he can sell it.
Yeah. So he can sell it. So just, you know.
Fun fact. Yeah. They're poor.
Okay. Fun fact.
Just like me. Yeah. Who do you want to sleep with? Edwin or Mauricio? This was a landslide for Mauricio. Or I like how Lisa Rinna says her name. Mauricio. Like, it's almost like, isn't that the character in Beauty of the Beast? Like one of the candles or something? Maurice.
I have no idea.
Mauricio. Mauricio, 85% people.
I don't want either of them. Edwin looks like Frank, like a real life Frankenstein to me.
Agreed.
And Mauricio,
like a good guy.
Mauricio just looks like John Turturro to me. And then it makes me think of A Night Of when he had like the feet problems and like the eczema or whatever. And now I'm just like, oh.
Oh my God, we need to do a side by side for that tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, they're twins.
You guys really liked our Romeo and Michelle thing today. Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all of you guys on the Instagram. I can't express it enough. Okay, keep going with the polls.
Will Teresa leave Juicy Joe? I think she should.
I think she's going to. It's leading up to it next week.
And 54% of people agree.
Do yes. it. Leave him and let his ass get deported.
Yeah. Okay. The prettiest Hamlin girl, Delilah or Amelia?
This kills Some me. People I'm pissed.
Thought this was a mean question. Delilah got it 66%. She's more the girl like next door. Amelia Grace is more like severe and Amelia she can be more
Gray.
Vote.
Amelia Gray has just, we've talked about this, but Amelia Gray is my vote.
Yeah. Okay. We already did the Tom and Katie cheating, which was a landslide again. And then it was who will get married next, Tom and Ariana or Jax and Brittany? 52% thinks Jax and Brittany.
I think so too, because I'm sad for him. His dad passed away. But I think that this is all obviously going to sound horrible. So I'll preface it with that. But I'm going to say it anyways.
Okay.
Before, if this whole thing happened and Jax's dad's probably been sick for a while with cancer, right?
Like, yeah, he has.
So they're probably like, this whole thing probably happened during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if she thought she was going to leave him then, like there's no way she's going to leave him now.
You can't leave now.
No, they will for sure get married. Like that just solidified that they're going to get married.
I actually think that Kristen is going to beat them all.
Okay, she posted an Instagram today and from them in Hawaii, and her hand was like up, and I thought that it was going to be an engagement. It wasn't. That's all.
I think she could be the next, to be honest.
I could see that. Well, she needs a storyline because bitch is the crazy. Where's crazy Kristen?
Yeah. Where's your crystal meth? Get on the supply.
Yeah, come on. Like, let's bring, like, maybe she needs to break up with her boyfriend and get back with Tom.
Oh my God, that was such a train wreck.
Oh my God.
But I feel like Ariana's going to come to Tom one day and just be like, I'm not in love with you anymore and I'm not sexually attracted to you because I think you're gay.
Oh.
I think they're going to break up soon.
Oh. Okay. I'm into it. I could see it.
And he is going to be a mess.
He's
going to
freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Can't wait to post some Instagrams about it.
Yeah. Okay. Should we read some of our five-star reviews?
Did you not get our last poll question?
Oh, it was about sleeping with someone, right?
Yeah.
Who
would you rather?
That drunken one-night stand again. PK or Juicy Joe?
Who'd you take home, everyone? Who was it?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I could. But 63% said Juicy Joe.
Oh, I threw open my mouth a little just now.
I I almost think I'd pick PK.
But he had such big boobs in this week's episode.
But like, what?
I think they're bigger than yours.
I mean, you gotta choose. You gotta choose.
Yeah, but like Juicy Joe seems to be, because he's been in jail so long, he'd be like, one pump and done.
No, he'd be like so mean to you though.
They'd
like,
both be sweating all over you.
Oh god.
Who's hairier? That's probably gonna be a component.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's making me feel uncomfortable. The visualization is not okay.
Okay.
5-star reviews only. Mm-hmm. Thank you so, so much. This was my favorite this week.
Okay.
Because it was really embarrassing. And I'm looking forward to getting fired from my job soon.
Hold on. Wait, while you find it, I'll read mine.
Okay.
So 5 stars only for these two gals. And this is from Tara from New Jersey. So these two are friends in my head from LA and the Bay. Love their commentary and observations about all things Bravo. 2018 is the year they stand behind the bar. Andy Cohen, get on it. 5 stars and lots of laughs for these two. Thank you, Tara.
Yes, our 2018 goal always to lose weight.
Yeah.
But mainly to lose the weight so that we can go on Watch What Happens Live.
The camera adds 10 pounds.
As bartenders.
The camera adds 10 pounds. There'll be about 40 cameras there. So really got to tighten it in.
So we'll be 400 pounds.
Okay. My 600 pound life.
Oh my God. I got sucked into a marathon of that yesterday. This guy, Steven. He lived. No, it was bad. They had a 6-hour episode about him.
6 hours? Mary, how long were you on the couch for?
I watched the whole thing from 4 o'clock to 10. And I was so disturbed, but it was a 3-parter. And I just watched it not knowing that it was going to like.
Yeah, you didn't.
Be 3 parts. Yeah. And I just got enveloped in his story. And you guys, don't waste your time. Steven's not a good person. He barely loses any weight. He could be a sociopath. But okay, anyways. Okay, this is the new review. Uh-huh. It's called Real Housewives Beast. And the title is
The Just Hands.
But I don't know if. You can't see it on your – I'm assuming you're reading it from your phone right now. The full title is They're Just Hands, but they typed this 5-star review quite well. It's so good.
Okay. I'm a total slut pig for this podcast. Literally the highlight of my week. I feel like Mary is my spirit animal because her attitude towards her teaching life totally reflects mine, which is why I abandoned my class in September to work in the wine industry. Like, hey, Real Housewives Beast, get me a job.
Yes. Oh my God.
Can we sponsor the winery? Can the winery sponsor us? Yeah. Or aka just send us free wine and we'll talk about it?
Yeah, it was like, we can't sponsor anything. That was great though.
Sponsor my drinking habit.
Yes, please. So, those were the reviews. Should we talk about what happened on our Instagram last night?
Okay, yeah. So we posted, who would you like to be cuddled up with?
There was snow in Charleston.
Craig. Yes, there was a storm. Mm-hmm. And it was between Craig, Austin Duh, and Shep. Who did you pick, Courtney? To cuddle up with.
Oh my God, I'm having like a really big problem. So obviously Craig's been my main man for like these past, you know, seasons. Like I've loved Craig. I've defended him. Like he takes care of Gizmo. I am like feeling very reclumped about Austin right now.
Is it because he DM'd us?
No, but he can DM me any day. But I'm actually like right now I'm like starting to sweat thinking about it. Like, did you watch his story today? Like, he's so freaking cute.
Austin.
Yeah, Austin. I'm telling you. Austin.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been an Austin lover myself. You said he has a lisp.
Yeah, but it's because he has a big tongue, remember?
Oh. What would you want him to do with that?
Read me Shakespeare. Oh wait, that's Shep. That's Shep. I just want to. I just want. He just would take care of me.
Take care. Okay.
No, I completely agree. But some girl also agreed.
Oh good. Some girl. Okay. And they obviously know each other. But she like left. Like we commented. We posted that. Like Austin liked it. Cam commented on it. Craig commented on it. And then this girl commented on it. And she was very Peyton-esque. If you've been watching Relationship. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, her name is Allie Michelle Seven.
Okay, I guess we're throwing it out there. Okay.
Well, you can just like go look on the comments.
Yeah. So what did she write?
She was just wow, are you portraying that you're single? And then he wrote back, are you implying?
Wait, it also cracked me up that when she commented, I was like, when did he ever imply he was single? Like we posted this and he just like liked it. Because everybody was tagging him. Like, he was the overall, like, overwhelming choice.
And then he wrote her back, like, oh, are you implying that we're dating?
Yeah.
And then she wrote, were you drunk that you forgot? And then he wrote, not much to forget. and then she wrote, this is your chance to say something nice. And then I think he wrote back, like, obviously I was kidding. That's, like, everyone's classic, like,
yeah, like
just kidding. Oh, well. Like, I didn't really mean that. Actually, I got caught.
But do you think he's dating someone? I don't think they're dating.
Well, she lives in Houston. She's really pretty. I don't know. I don't know. Do these people, like, just – maybe that's, like, his Houston girl.
Oh, interesting. I don't think he's dating anyone. I don't think so.
I don't know. He wouldn't tell us that Peyton's on the new
cast. Yeah, we tried to. Well, so then I got sent this article today by a friend from Page Six, and it was said that Southern Charm cast needs to cool it on the social media because the new season hasn't aired yet and they're giving too much away. Mm. So he started typing again something. So maybe he realized he needs to cool it.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was worried that Craig was going to be a little too chilly in the cold, and I thought that maybe somebody need to cuddle him. So I asked Austin to do it, and he said he would have, but he wasn't in town or something. It just – and yet none of these fuckers will follow us.
I know.
Like our post today about all the Vanderpump guys, Schwartz liked it. We were nice to him. Jax didn't see it because he blocked us.
I don't even know why. I mean, we just said he's on steroids. We just state the obvious.
Like, yeah, it's like, oh, the sky's blue. Is the sky going to block us now? Sheesh. Tough crowd. Okay.
Tough crowd. Okay, let's go into Vanderpump. Okay,
I was going to say, we'll talk about when we talk about Jersey. Okay. What'd you think?
A strong opening with Taco Bell from Postmates. It's like the night after the girls like
their
have
a
like rage party. Yeah. And then Jax comes
Wait,
in.
Wait, so does Stassi live in the – I'm kind of confused. Where does Stassi live in comparison to them? It's not the same building, right?
She doesn't live in the same building, but everyone slept
right,
over.
But so what did they do? They all got in an Uber in their pajamas?
Yes. Okay. And then they went over to Brittany's house. Uh-huh. And then they ordered Taco Bell in the morning for breakfast. Extra fire sauce.
But which cracked me up, though, because remember in the first episode when Jax was like, well, Brittany's not keeping Postmates in business. It's like, well, she still is.
I know. It was like so funny because they were like so annoyed that he came in just as the Taco Bell arrived. They're like, really? Yeah. You're going to ruin our brunch of Taco Bell.
Yeah, Katie was pretty funny when she's like, we were just sitting here silently eating Taco Bell. And then fucking Sheena's stupid blue glasses.
They were all wearing glasses.
That's fine, but like, Sheena had
these. We can still see your eyes. Put on some makeup.
I was like, eyeglasses. Wait, but also here, I've decided something and you tell me what you think. Okay, so you know, Ariana's got her new haircut, and she doesn't, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but she doesn't have, like, a part on her hair. Like, it just flips over, but there's no actual part. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and it's always, like, looking very...
But it's got, like, a little, like a cowlick, and it's, like, kind of JBF'd a little bit.
And, like, it's always, like, very, like, you know, like, kind of after the shower look,
wet.
Yeah,
wet. It's hard to find words. Anyways, I decided that that's what Sheena keeps trying to do with her hair. But it doesn't work. Because her hair is too flat.
Yeah.
Sheena, always copying someone else.
Yeah, always.
Okay, sorry. Anyway.
So then basically, like, Jax is just like, hey, like, you guys, you gotta get out of here. Like, I only did it one time. People are dying of cancer. Which is like, come on. Sad.
And then he's like, you're not even disappointed. You're not even sad about it. What did he say? Something like.
Yeah, he's like, you're not even that upset. Because she's been having hate
sex. And then
sex
not only
him.
That, but then she like goes after him and tries to hit him. I'm like, no, Brittany, you don't. That's not an excuse to lay a hand on him, because if he did the same thing to you, you guys would all freak the fuck out. Yeah.
Well, she went Kentucky on him.
She was like, Jax, you don't get to talk to me like that.
Oh, and then he's just like very like matter of fact about it. He's just like, I only did it one time. He's like, I just need to take my aggression out on someone.
Yeah, he's like, I can't do it on my girlfriend. No. I'm like, okay, we have some other issues. Maybe we should go to a therapist. Oh, sorry, I just chucked my phone across the room on accident.
Wait, and then Tom Schwartz is like, well, I mean, you guys could just like have an open relationship. Like the don't ask, don't tell policy. Like, come on.
What, is he Southern? Come on.
I don't know.
That's fine. Okay. But then, yeah. And then it was like, oh, okay. Well, if this, we know where this episode's going. Okay. So then Tom, they go to Vanderpump's house. And I was like cracking up at Lisa and Ken are just, they've been together so long that they're literally dressing alike, where they're wearing like collared shirts and then the sweaters around their necks. Did you notice that?
In purple chairs.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. They must be so intimidating.
She also, like, sometimes she has, like, this house look that she wears, which is, like, clogs, uh-huh. jeans, a white t-shirt tucked in with a belt, and, like, a sun hat.
Yep.
Great. She kind of – her style has not evolved
No,
at
but
all.
And but the thing is, like, her outfits are, like, $1,000 outfits. Sometimes it costs a lot of money to look like that.
Right. But yeah, so then big shocker, they came to an agreement.
Big shocker. But okay, now I don't know if you noticed, if you picked up on this, but when they were driving back afterwards, did you know that it was remember Tom Sandoval's like band, like maybe like two seasons ago, that he did a music video for, like Charles McMansion or something it was called, their band?
Okay.
That was the song playing in the background.
Oh my god. These people are such
like he
losers.
Was playing his own music as a celebration.
They're so, so thirsty. And thank you to the person that put in the jury of Jax Taylor on Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Someone was watching Desperate Housewives, which, how many years ago did that end? 2004?
I never watched it. I don't know.
It's like Jax Taylor, like, serving
was
someone
he,
a cocktail.
Was he Jax Taylor or was he it. Jason Couchy?
I think Jason.
Oh man, that's good.
During that time. But yeah, I mean, I guess their love is still evolving, Tom and Tom, and now they have 10% for 100K, so they each own 5% of the bar. So basically they'll make no money.
Oh, I think they'll make some money once they start getting revenue in there, but it's still not open.
Yeah, will you go to the grand opening?
Sure, yeah, I'm sure I can.
Actually, I would fly down.
No,
to the
I can't.
Opening.
You're not allowed.
Fine, I'll go with Danny Pellegrino.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you could do that. Okay, so let's talk about now Lala coming.
Oh, this scene was amazing.
I.
Then basically, like, nothing else happened that
well. And then, well, we did get the cheating issue, but that came from the. It all came from this scene.
Right,
Sheena's packing because Lala's going to take her on a private jet because she's got boobs and she's pretty.
And that's how you can get
and
a
then
private
she's
jet.
Like, and then Sheena just fucking stirring up shit because she's so fucking stupid. God, I hate her. I literally, like, talking about her makeup.
But Sheena's also such a bad actress. Like, she, they totally planned out this whole
scene.
And like her facial reactions.
She had to cover her face so she couldn't, you couldn't see her smile.
Yeah.
But so then Lala shows up in a shirt, in a, like an Andy Warhol styled shirt dress of her own face. And I wonder if that was
I wonder
if that was a gift from her now divorced boyfriend, Randall Emmett.
Oh, he's so, so gross. But she's like public on social media.
But she's now like turned off comments on Instagram because obviously people were leaving like shitty things being like, remember when you wrecked a home? And she's like, let me tell you about this human being who loves me. Okay. Oh, what did Katie say about my boyfriend?
Don't
talk about my man. You don't talk about my, what she want to do? She want to get popped?
Like, that was like the most extreme. What did she say about my man? My married boyfriend? Like, you better watch my man. If you say anything about my man, you're going to get popped.
And when I was like,
and she
and
did
what I wanted
motion.
To say was like, hey, Lauren from Utah, why don't you chill the fuck out? I would love, right. I would love to get in a fight with Lala. Could you like imagine? It would not work well.
She like went hood though. She kind of looks scared. Like,
well,
scary.
No, I think it's the Botox makes her eyebrows look like that.
Yeah, she's just so overworked. She's going to turn into Brandy Glanville.
And she's so, she was so pretty. And you know what the problem is too? I've had this like epiphany too, because I was like doing that thing of like try to say something nice about Sheena. The thing is, Sheena's actually very pretty, but she sucks so bad. She's so fucking ugly.
Right.
Like I can't, right. Like I look at her and I'm like, wow, you are actually pretty. But then like you speak and it's all like about you and it's about like every situation is about her. And I just.
Then you can just like only see her veneers and her chin implant and her ugly.
Okay, I also cracked up too because Lala was trying to like make us say, she was like, oh, I went to the mothership and I asked Lisa if she'd take back an alien to work there. Like basically being like, I asked Lisa if I could be a hostess again because I need my storyline to be that I'm at Sir. And Sheena's like,
right.
Oh, we can carpool to the private jet. Like she did not even acknowledge it. She was like, just tell me about the private jet.
Right. Sheena, thirsty
it's
a little
like,
bit.
Someone get this girl an IV. She's thirsty. This girl is parched. Anyway, so then she tells us how her friend
Allie
about, hooked up with Schwartz, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, oh my God. And I actually felt like Ariana was a good friend in this sense where she, when they had that party that, you know, Stassi is quote unquote event planning for.
It's a horrible.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code judgy at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code judgy for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But
I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG.
It's like they need to like kind of like take out the whole just like serve right. Part of it.
Like we don't.
Let's just follow, like they've developed as characters. Let's just kind of follow around their lives and they don't necessarily have to work at Cirque.
Yeah, like you can literally still call it Vanderpump Rules. Like nobody even cares. Like we still all go with it. Like,
yeah,
we don't need Stassi throwing, like doing a party and bringing like a Polaroid with no batteries. Like that's not really exciting.
I mean, she had to pick up a cake.
I love Sweet Lady Jane. But it's so funny. They act like, oh my God, she had to travel. Sweet Lady Jane is no joke two blocks from Sir. Like, it's not. Well, it is not far from Sir. Maybe three blocks, okay? It's like, I was like, wow, she really went far for that.
And then, like, the flower. So, basically, she got a photo album, flowers, and the cake.
Nailed it. She nailed it. And then, was Brittany the only one, like, working, and everybody else got to go, like, to the party as guests?
That, like, made me so sad. I was like, how did she get the shit end of the stick? Like, she has to work.
She, like, really works at Sir. She's like, y'all, I gotta pay my bills, so I'm actually a waitress at Sir. And then Katie's like, I'm just going as a guest. I'm going to confront my husband.
And like, I mean, Kristen doesn't work there. Tom Schwartz doesn't work there. No,
Kristen is like sitting in the corner just being like, hey, Diana, suck a dick. Hey, Diana, suck a dick. Hey, Diana, suck a dick. While she's just dragging from a cig. Oh, man.
I wonder if she'll like get, this might be her last season. What do you think?
Oh, I mean, she'll stay because they fire her. Like, she's never leaving this show.
Right, but I just don't know if
they definitely don't. They don't need Katie either, but they have Schwartz, and, you know. So what do you...
Well, they're a great... Well, I mean, their storyline is that he cheated.
Again. So, like, didn't he cheat last year, like, with the Vegas girl, and she couldn't get over, and that's why they couldn't get married? It's like, these fuckers cheat all the time. He had to think about it when Ariana confronted him. He's like, when was that? She's like, January, February. He's like, huh, what girl was in January, February?
No, he was just like it was like very like nonchalant. He's just like, huh.
Yeah, he's like, I did go to Bungalow that night.
I don't, I got really fucked up. If I did that, I didn't mean to. So like, let's just not worry about it. It doesn't mean anything just because I kissed someone and I'm married. Not a big deal. I have no recollection of it. It's not like I meant to do it. So
then
it doesn't
count. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. And it's like, he was calling her Bubba, and the girl kind of did look like a skinny version of Katie. Like, what if he just was like, so he like was blacked out, turned out, and thought it was Katie? That's me being nice.
That seems reasonable to me. That seems reasonable to me. No,
I know, but I was like, you know, I probably would definitely believe this if he hadn't done it like 12 times before that. Like,
it's just, I felt bad for her. She looked good this episode. And it's just, I mean, she doesn't even really care that he did it. Like, she just cares that other people
know. Oh,
for sure.
She's like, this fucking storyline again after, like, the season after we get married. Like, you've got to be shitting me. What did you think about James and Jax's absinthe trip?
Well, I think they basically took Molly before they went there and then pretended like it
was
absinthe.
Because I'm like, absinthe, like real absinthe isn't actually legal in the US. So like this absinthe bar that we went to, they took vodka and they just like put green food coloring in it. And they're like, these fuckers will never know the difference. With James's American accent. Did you like that? I'm loving James.
He's been, it's fun to see him in a good mood and having.
Yeah,
a nice time.
I mean, I'm waiting for him. I'm worried about him and Logan though. Like, are they doing okay? Do we know anything?
No signs.
Okay.
Yet.
I keep commenting on all of his photos. Did Logan take this photo? Where's Logan? Is Logan okay? No response yet. It'll come.
Yeah, that's weird.
He doesn't like trolls. But whatever. Okay.
But no, like, I mean, Jason Kennedy is for sure
James
real
Kennedy.
Time.
Not Jason Kennedy.
Jason Kennedy is the guy. The E-News guy. he like posted with her for New Year's Eve.
Oh, with her.
If I lived a little bit closer to Fresno, I would have gone to his show. Come up to SF, baby.
Yeah, you guys enjoy that.
DJ
James Kennedy, turn up Tuesdays.
okay let's on. We're gonna quickly, so relationship,
I mean, literally the girls are dropping like flies. Nobody Arden's like, see you never. No. I do think the well, I think like Bella has to leave because she has to go and do her work. But I think Kylie really wants to be there.
Peyton wants to be there for TV. The Brazilian girl, what's her name? Priscilla. She wants to be there for the vacation. Priscilla. And then I think you're right with Kylie. And then I feel like him and Bella actually do have a connection.
I think you're right. And I think he could pick Bella. Yeah. He should pick Priscilla.
She's too old, being a young 35. I
mean, he's for sure single. Oh,
for sure.
Don't you think, definitely. In real time?
Yeah.
Or do you think he's going to pick Peyton and then they're going to segue that into
new show? Well, why? Show? Who do you believe, Austin or Shep? He said not even close that Peyton was on the new season.
I think he was trying to throw us
Damn
off.
Damn you, Austin, for being so cute.
Peyton's for sure.
I agree. She's taking Landon. Taking over.
Yeah. And I actually think she's going to be a good character because she drinks a lot. She's down to get down. And
she's pretty. And she's just like, she's like a good.
She's very
skinny. She's a good villain, but I could see her getting along with Catherine. Okay, but we got to talk about something. Have you seen Catherine's most recent Instagrams? So she posted a photo with this guy who has these massive bushy brows, like maybe a couple weeks ago.
No.
I think he's gay. He's been giving her brow lessons, and they're not good brows.
I'm real worried.
I need you just to go on Instagram right now.
I see it. I can see it. They're just really, you know what? It's hard for her fairness. Like, she's very fair skinned. And that color hair,
no,
to find the right color brow.
These brows are horrible. Now go like 8 photos down, and there's one with her and this guy. She looks good, but this guy's eyebrows.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then if you click on his page, which obviously I've done, I'm like, 14. Oh my god, this guy and his eyebrows, and he's actually a decent looking man, but not with these brows.
I think she's really
pretty.
Yeah, but
what is she doing to herself?
She looks a lot older.
I know, and she's like, what, 26, 27?
I mean, she had her babies at like 21, man. Right?
Her fetal alcohol syndrome babies.
Stop. I hate when you say that.
I don't mean to.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
I don't mean to be mean. I'm just saying. Okay, moving on. Going back to relationship. Like, I'm not into this season mostly because I'm not into Shep. Like, he's doofy. He's, like, not fun to watch. Like, you give me Craig or Austin on those shows, I'm like, hell yeah.
I agree. I think that they could potentially get a spinoff.
You think that,
this,
like... I don't think Austin would do a spinoff, to be honest.
I do. So? I mean, does he even have a job right now?
Let's just say Mary got a little creepy with, like, I was DMing him at first and then Mary took over and he stopped and he
clearly, this was important to me. Between him and Chef Matt Burns, I got a shot.
He stopped responding to us after Mary said, "You're a true gentleman."
That's nice.
No, you were like, you deserve the spinoff because you are a true gentleman. And I was like, Mary, stop. That's I've never true. Seen your head up somebody's ass so far.
Maybe that's why I don't have a boyfriend, because I'm nice to guys I like.
Like, you're a little creepy.
And then they're like, no, yeah, thank you. No, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, and so then whose party? Oh, Elizabeth's party from JD and Elizabeth, who they're not together anymore, right?
Okay. Yeah, they're divorced.
So he brings all the girls to the party and fucking Landon trying to get her 2 cents in there. She's like, I was living for Priscilla at this point.
I know. Landon's like, she's like, she's a weirdo.
Well, Landon's like, well, why would you come to Charleston if you like didn't know if you're like in love with somebody? Like, when I know, I just like, no. Priscilla goes, well, how's that working out for you?
And I was like, yes, Priscilla, you tell her. I loved it.
Wait, I also thought like the girl that like that was going to come from a previous date, I thought it was going to be Landon that showed up to like vie for his affection again.
I like that girl. I'm surprised that he didn't invite her. I bet he was intimidated by her.
Yeah.
Or like, she was gorgeous. And you know, he thinks he's a 10. So I thought... Yeah.
Well, no, maybe she was just like too into it though. I think she was too into it.
I think it was like, okay, I think Shep is used to getting like really hot girls, but he only has to entertain them for like a night, right? Like he just has sex with them and then they go on their merry way and he doesn't have to do anything. And I think like he got like scared to have like all these like pretty girls around him to be like, I don't know how to do this.
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
Just wondering.
But he's just a loser. I just can't talk about
him
anymore.
Let's move on. Would you like to move on to Jersey? Another fucking bore.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah. Actually, Vanderpump Rules brought it this week. But, I mean, Jersey was basically Soggy rehashing to her father about what
Is she calling her dad daddy? You were like a 6-year-old
daddy.
And daddy thought Soggy was crazy.
He totally did. She is literally coming unhinged. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't go to the reunion and like has a doctor's note and is like literally in a rehab. And
it's done.
Oh.
No, because I just was like, what? Like, why can't she just move the fuck on? Now, granted, I get that maybe they're – because she's like, okay, sorry, let me gather my thoughts for just a second. So the Gorgas had their grand opening, which is like the manufactured drama of like Teresa and Joe versus Melissa, her not wanting to be a part of it. I'd be like, yeah, I don't want to be a fucking part of it either. Like, nobody wants to own a restaurant. You spend way too many hours there. Like, get out of here. But Danielle –
well, also, like, they have no idea what they're doing. And according to the Yelp reviews, it's not going well. It was a nice gesture, but probably not their best idea.
Yeah. But anyways, so at the party, apparently that's where Danielle and her fiance get caught having sex in there. But they wanted to show more crazy Soggy.
And she's freaking out.
She needs to relax. She's going fucking nuts.
Yeah. So apparently they didn't put the Danielle Staub that scene, the raunchy scene, and she's like posted the article about him. She's like, why am I not surprised? The only focus this season has been let's try to destroy Soggy Flicker and let's be kind with everyone else's edit. I think an Emmy is well deserved this season. I couldn't make this shit up if I tried. Like, and she's been responding to people on Twitter, like, God. She posted a photo with Vineyard Vine.
shade Marge.
Yes. And she's just making herself look so bad.
All she's doing is retweeting all these people on, like, I'm on her Twitter right now, and everything is just, like, all this, like, good talk about her and bad stuff about Marge. And it's like, Marge is literally not doing anything.
Everyone loves Marge. I also think it's funny, in real time, Marge and Danielle Staub
I do love this little bit of shade from Marge, okay? So on Marge's Twitter, she has a photo, her like cover photo is Danielle, Melissa, Marge, and Teresa. No Dolores, no Soggy. It's like a cast photo, but there's no Soggy or Dolores. Okay, but I feel...
God bless her. I don't think... So Soggy has already quit, but I don't think Dolores will come back next season either. But I am kind of enjoying this...
The love triangle?
This Frankie... Yes.
Okay, so we finally saw a picture of the boyfriend.
Well, I think
he's real.
He's bald. And a doctor.
But she's like, I want him to spend more time with me. He's a doctor and he does like really high risk pregnancies. It's like, give me attention. It was like, wait, he has a very important job.
Right. But I do you think Frank Sr. would Frank go Sr. back with her? Because I think she would, she would take him back.
She's been riding that dick for a long time.
So you think this I mean, they have they to do. Sleep. They have to sleep
they
together.
They have to, but they he's not to. Committed to it. He's got the, think about it, he's got like the best of both worlds. He lives with his ex-wife who he blows.
Yeah, he's got his kid.
Then he dates whoever he wants. He has a good, you know, I have to give Dolores credit because I think the whole reason they divorced, right, was infidelity. Like, she did a very good job of raising her kids with him, despite hating what he did. Like, what he did to her, like, was left out of, like, raising the kids. And so I think she did a really good job with that. But she clearly has never moved on from it.
Well, how could you when your ex-husband comes to dinner every night?
True. But I like them together. I would like to see them together. But I just don't think
I would too.
Why?
I feel like they are together. Are they together?
Without I mean, label? Maybe in her head. I don't know.
Yeah. And like, it was very cute, their little college visit. And Frankie, they are, I will say, like, that Frankie Jr., I think he's very polite.
He's very well.
Yes. He's very,
very well raised.
Yeah. Like, I kind of like that family. And you know what? If she's willing to get back with him, I will watch her next season.
I think Dolores, though, I really liked her last season.
Well, Soggy's just consumed her.
It's just, well, tonight's episode, though, was the first time that she actually admitted that Soggy was in the wrong at the grand opening party when she wouldn't say hello to Marge's mom.
I mean, Marge Sr., God bless her. I loved that getting ready scene.
Oh, my God.
It was priv again.
When Marge was like, I'm going to wear my sequin. They're like all this like crap, like Vegas nightclub outfit.
Oh, my God. And then she's like, if you say anything mean to Siggy, I will kick you in the cankle.
I was dying. Like, I was like, I love that they have that relationship. And like, Marge Sr. was like, I just want to be like a Mama Joyce. I just want to like stir the pot up a little bit. What did you think about Marge and her ex-boyfriend or ex-husband?
Her ex-husband. I loved that he was like very down to earth about it. And he was like, basically like, I can't control the kids. The kids are in their 30s. Like, she did this later to them in life and they're upset with her. So I'm glad you're talking about it with me and getting off your chest, but I can't control them. And like, this is their choice and you made your bed. So
totally agree. And he's like, you know, it could get better. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Like, it was a very honest, nice conversation. They have a good relationship.
Well, apparently they are texting.
The kids are? The kids are?
In real time. Yeah.
Ooh, well, that's good. Yeah. Good for Marge.
I think they've made some progress. But I don't know if I could forgive someone for doing that. I mean, I guess I could forgive them, but I wouldn't forget that.
Like, you want to forgive and you want to forget, like the hills. No? Remember Lauren has the one black tear fall down her face? Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yes. What about Teresa apologizing to Danielle's kid?
That was just very uncomfortable.
First off, I wanted to say, before whatever the kid's name was, they were sitting there and there was a scene of Teresa and in the background was like one of those like Michael's wooden crates. Like, remember when the stuff you used to put your like big and little stuff in when you'd give it to your little, like
those wooden crates?
Yeah. And it was put up against the wall in the kitchen, like on the counter, and then it was filled with plastic water bottles. Like, that's where she kept her waters. But she's like, oh, I can't just keep them in the case. I'm going to put them in this wooden crate. Just go back home with that.
They're very decorative in Jersey.
Yeah.
But I did think it was, like, good for
this
Teresa.
Has been her
I mean,
season.
Teresa's, like, facing
she
music this season.
I'm into it.
Yeah, like... Yeah, like, she apologized.
She's like, I have daughters. I'm so sorry. I would never want this to happen to them. You know, I went to jail. She said, like, I don't even like to say that word. She's like, yeah.
Jail.
She's like, J-A-Y-L-E, jail. They're like, no.
That's totally how she would spell it.
But no, I just thought, I thought that it was a nice sit down. And like, it's really humanizing Teresa because she's been awful. And now she's just so self-reflective and realizing like
she's right in her wrong.
I think she's a little bit less. I think she's a little bit less on the Xanax this season. Like, she's been a year out of jail. She's never looked fitter. Like,
that
doing the tree pose.
Yeah, but when they did that, she turned around on her back. I was like, holy shit, maybe I need to go to jail and do yoga every day. Yeah.
Yeah, back goals. And then, like, you wouldn't want to eat the food.
Because it's like, Dorit's cooking it for everyone.
they'll probably be in jail for bankruptcy pretty soon. There's some money laundering I'm sure going on or something.
They're like, where's the money? Like, is it in Jagga's jacket? Hashtag free Jagga.
But okay,
but so then, and that we're at the season finale next week.
Yeah, so I read an article that they ran out of money on production, so they had to end it short because they went to Florida and Italy.
Florida. Oh, Boca Raton. Oh. Wait, so they ran out of budget. You're telling me there wasn't enough to stretch out these episodes? Or are you saying like their budget, like to produce and edit and everything, like they were like, we only have enough time to cut 9 episodes or 10 episodes or whatever it is?
I don't know. I just heard they had to cut production short because of a budget issue. And I think it was because of the trips.
Wait, and one last note. Do you like Melissa's hair darker? Like, have you noticed in her interview looks that she has the darker hair? I don't either. I love where it's at in the season.
I think she stands out.
Yeah, I also like Khloe Kardashian's hair light.
Did you see?
Kim, it's too light for me. Kris Jenner, it's way too
light. Wait, I'm so confused. So did she bleach her hair and then darken it again and then bleach it again? Or is she wearing wigs?
Well, in the Christmas photo, it's her black hair. I feel like it's a new year, new Chris. And I think that's real dyed hair.
So maybe the first time it was a wig? But maybe okay. Also, like, Kim is doing this thing where she's like now colored her hair blue, maybe. And like all of her, not a blue. It's like a silvery blue. And she's taking these photos with blue. And I'm like, this is like some new aesthetic for her. And I'm like, what is this? Like the Yeezy like 2018 lookbook or something? Like, I don't understand what's going on with her. Did you see Khloé on Ellen today?
Yeah, I did. She looks very happy. And I love Ellen was like, oh, so you're having cravings with Kylie too? Like, it was like so obvious that Kylie is pregnant. And it's like, why are they?
So someone DM'd us and they're like, I forgot what they said, but it was basically along the lines of like, Kylie doesn't give a fuck. She's not even going to make an announcement ever. Like, she's just going to have the baby and like live her life. And like, she likes being like where nobody knows. Yeah.
Anonymous.
So who knows? Who knows? But speaking of the Kardashian things, we put up a pic today of Food God with Lala, looks like a food god with feminine features, even more feminine than usual. And then we put up a poll asking if you love him or hate him, and a resounding 92% of people hate him.
He's the worst. I think he's asexual.
I don't understand.
What is his net worth?
Kim Kardashian's like pennies.
Like every like $1,000
that like Kim makes, he makes a cent.
I don't know where he gets his money from.
I think he owned like a big PR agency.
Oh, with Simon Huck, that guy. But who did they represent?
Yeah, or like they were like publicists
who
or
did
something.
They rep, though?
Wait, is he on? Oh, no. Wait, Lord Disick, isn't he going to be on Big Brother like
no,
UK?
No, but there's a celebrity Big Brother coming out in February. Is he going to be on that?
I had heard some rumors about something like.
Well, I heard that they're trying to get Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, right. Rob Kardashian, like, when's the last time we saw him? He was getting in and out
Postmated. Actually, they don't Postmate In and Out, you guys, which
but
is
you
really
know, like, but you know who does upsetting. You know who does deliver In and Out? DoorDash.
Oh, caviar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Okay, thanks.
But I think what DoorDash does is that they send someone there to order it. Like, I don't think they send
Oh, it. Okay, sure. And then,
so yeah, like, I don't think it's a like legit, but whatever. Have I done it before? Maybe.
I mean, clearly, you were very knowledgeable.
Anyways, let's move on to Beverly Hills.
Okie dokie. So I thought this was a very Teddy-centric
Teddy
episode.
Is too fucking normal. She's too normal.
I like her. I like this. I like a girl with a weight struggle. I like this accountability.
She's your Shannon
of the
BH.
Yeah, like she inspires me to be a better version of myself.
I think she's kind of like what was the one from the first season of Erica, like Catherine or whatever, the one that was married to the football player.
Oh. Yes, and she had the kind of the OJ
yes,
Simpson.
Yes, like she's kind of like one of those. Like, first off, I don't like she told us this week that her dad and her mom split up when she was in second grade. This leads me to believe that she doesn't actually really have John Cougar Mellencamp money, and that she's not close with her dad.
I completely agree with you. Well, I don't think she wants to be like labeled as she wants her own identity. She doesn't want her dad's identity. She's like a self-made woman. She's
like Lisa Rinna talked about in her new Tesla how she's always listening to John Cougar Mellencamp now. Dory in Vegas like threw it out like, not to embarrass you, Teddy, but your dad's John Cougar Mellencamp. Like,
and the girls are awestruck. They're like, can we get private performance? And Teddy's
David Foster when he used to make us sit there in silence listening to the tenors or whatever. We need a replacement. Your dad and Meg Ryan come over for dinner?
Right. Wait, and like, can we talk about how David Foster was in a photo with Kyle Richards and Kris Jenner at the Christmas Eve party?
I kind of love that. But I think that David Foster was like the hired musical act.
No, it was Babyface.
Doesn't he like rep Babyface?
Or like he plays with Babyface?
Maybe Babyface. And who was the other? Was it Toni Braxton?
Unbreak my heart.
They love me again.
Oh, do this hurt you? Cause when you walked out the door and walked out of my life, nailed it.
This makes me want to listen. I'm totally listening to Tony.
I'm crying there and
I'm totally listening to Toni Braxton on Spotify later, though. Just FYI.
Okay. Also, we open the episode and Erica goes, "And do you get prison letters? I do."
It was like,
wait, what? Wait, I didn't.
Oh, it was like,
that.
You know, the very quick scenes that they do is right before Dory's like, PK, putting my glasses together. Erica's like, oh, do you get prison letters? Yeah, I get prison letters sent to like Erica Jane all the time. And then after Ken was like,
oh,
I want Jiggy to live forever. And Jiggy's only 8 years old.
Oh,
what?
Right.
I thought that dog was at least 17, like literally grasping for his last breath.
You know what is so crazy? That not one housewife has ever died. And the only husband that has died, since we're talking about death and Jiggy's death. And sorry, I had to circle. That's how my train of thought went. And
Russell?
The only house husband that has died is Russell because he killed himself.
Something else dark.
But,
I guess Kim D's car blew up, but. That wasn't weird. Kind of
crazy. But like, it's kind of crazy. Out of 100 housewives, like all of
good
them are still
them.
Living. Yeah, I'm just surprised. Well, I guess Bobby Zarin.
So you know,
sick.
As much shit we give for Jill Zarin, like I feel so bad for him. Bobby, what will happen to Zarin Fabrics?
No, my friend, every single time, it's still alive. She passes it and she sends me pictures.
That's
Thanks,
such a
Lauren.
Good friend. Okay. Also, yeah, Rinna found rat poop in her oven.
I heard you had an incident this week.
I had an incident this week, and I was like, I've never related to Lisa Rinna more.
I literally just got goosebumps.
I'm gonna. You all need to know because I feel like it's cathartic every time I talk about it, and I need to get it out. Okay, so the day after Christmas, I drove back from Orange County. I drove back to my house, and I had about 30 minutes before I had to leave. Like I was basically dropping my car off, and then I was Ubering over to LAX because I had a flight to catch. So I'm like sitting in my room, and I like look around, and there's literally just rat poop everywhere, everywhere.
Oh,
when I say everywhere, I mean like Lisa Rinna, like everywhere. And I'm like, what?
Well, what does it look like?
Okay, and this, I swear we're clean people here that live here, but whatever. But we've had like roaches randomly, so I thought that it was like roach poop. It's like little pellet, okay. Whatever. And so I was like, that's strange. I'm like, no, there's like way too much for it to be a roach. So then I like walk out of my room and I like look down the hall. And the door into my roommate's room, there's all this carpet ripped up and like more poop. And I'm like, what Ew. The mother F is going on? And so finally I'm like, there's a fucking, like it clicks. Like there's a fucking rat in my house. Like where the fuck is it? Like it's been all over my room. I don't think. It's been in the hallway, it's been everywhere. I'm like, I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. I also, mind you, I haven't even packed for my flight, and I have like 30 minutes. So I'm like, oh my god. So I'm like in my room, just like vacuuming everything, like so freaked out. Like thank god, like my roommate took care of like dealing with the pest control and everything and dealing with them. But they're like, well, we didn't find it, so we've set some traps. And I'm like,
oh. Right.
So in the kitchen, there was a sticky trap. And then like in our rooms is like the legit traps. Like cartoon boxes? Style mouse traps. And so.
Oh.
Yeah.
The snap ones.
So anyways, I get back from my trip to Park City, whatever. I'm here. I'm like so freaked out of my room. I can't even sleep in my room. So I like sleep on the couch.
The worst, yeah.
And then the next night, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm still, like, freaked out. Because I don't know where, like, is it still here? Like, where is it? Like, there was, like, when I came back from my trip, like, there was no sign of anything. So I'm like, I don't know where it is. Like, I just don't know. So New Year's Eve, I come home and I sleep on my couch again because I'm like, I'm like, it's got to be in my room. Like, I don't know where it is. I'm just so freaked out. At like 4 a.m., I start hearing. No, it's okay. At 4 a.m., I start hearing in my kitchen, like all this scratching around on the oven. And I'm like, what the?
Right. They're like nocturnal.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Well, luckily, thank God, there's a door to my kitchen. So I just close it. I slam it and I put a blanket under the door so the rat like can't get through. Because mind you guys, I found out rats can collapse their bodies.
Well, yeah, no. I've had a mouse before, and
so anyway, so I close the door. So I like tell my roommate. So then the next day, she's like, "Oh my god!" Like I'm at work, and she texts me. She's like, "Oh my god, I saw something." Okay. So anyways, the rat ends up. The pest control comes. The rat ends up being dead. You guys, this rat. She sent me a picture, which I was like, "I don't need this photo. Thank you, Tiffany." This rat, I thought the rat first off had been like burnt to a crisp because it looked like it was charred. This thing had to have been almost a foot long.
Ew! Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was dead. Ew. And it's gone. And thank God, like knock on wood, like knock on everything. It so was got stuck on a trap. With the sticky trap. Yeah, oh, so the sticky trap worked. But then I started looking it up and I felt really bad because it's actually pretty inhumane because they actually die from overexertion of trying to get unstuck. So it made me a little sad. I didn't want the guy to die. I just wanted him out of my house.
Oh, God. No.
It's probably,
no.
Well, fine. So okay. Wrong. But anyways, that was like my story. And I named
the rat stories.
I named the rat PK. Because PK. Because PK's a little rat. Like, PK's in the kitchen. Because he loves cooking. Okay, what did you think about... Let's just, like, jump... we'll come back to other stuff, but, like, that dinner. Dorit's, like, got her $18,000 Hermes. And then she's like, I'm such a good cook. PK loves my cooking. And then she's scooping hummus out of a plastic bowl into a serving dish. And I was like, thank you, editors.
I know. And like, hummus isn't even hard to make. It's like you literally put garbanzo beans in a vitamin mixer.
Yeah, but isn't it so much better to buy Sabra?
I don't like that brand. Actually, my favorite brand is Whole Foods Lemon.
You would shop at Whole Foods.
Delicious. Okay. So, okay. I like the Teddy story with the IVF kind of broke my heart.
Right.
They like, that was,
yeah. And
that
then really PK's sad. Like, well, when my son was born, he was blue and had a cone head. So like, I get what you're saying.
Nobody was giving Teddy's, it to him. They were like, yeah, no, like, not the same
I
at
guess
all.
That's the same-ish. And I did like Teddy at that point. And I like Teddy during this dinner because now that I've turned back on Dorit, anyone who is ready to take her down, I'm in for.
Well, I also thought that like Teddy was really smart and just like listening to Dorit, like, but disagreed with her, but not in like a weird way at her own home. But I think Teddy got some flack on social media because she was like, the biggest job is for being a woman is to carry a baby. But I don't think that's what I kind of felt. This whole scene was just like very awkward. Like they felt like they like had picked the boy and that they shouldn't have. And like there was like so much shame. It was
what made me
really
sad. But I also was like, I'm not invested enough in Teddy to like fully care, if that makes sense. Like,
oh, I think it like warmed me like, up I to think her it, more. Like, I think they should have done this before the horseback riding.
Does Teddy like horses?
She was a professional rider for 12 years and she got
because
best
it hasn't
in
been
show.
Mentioned at least 12 times an episode that she's an equestrian.
Oh my god. And then Dorit's outfit at it, like I loved Lisa Rinna's outfit. It was awful.
Well,
was
and
awful,
Dorit's like
practical.
I'm the most stylish one here, and I'm like, Dorit, we know you get all of your shit from Rent the Runway.
It's like you're not Dorit, you're not going to fucking Del Mar races.
You're
going
literally
to
trudging
a real
through
horse
mud.
Show. Like, okay, I love how Teddy got best in show, but like how many
just
like
her.
Contestants were there? Three? Like what are we
I
talking
know,
about?
I agree. You what know? Did you think about Dorit's birthday dinner?
I couldn't understand how Jagger was a gift. I was like, I would want my baby
literally
to wait
nothing,
for me on my
like,
birthday, but maybe
no,
that's
if I
why
was a
I don't
mom
have babies.
And someone brought my kids to my birthday party, I'd be like, mommy's trying to get drunk.
I know. She's like, oh, Baba. Yeah. Oh, my God. He's married.
Like,
all right. She's like obsessed with Jagger,
like
though. Like, there is a
fan.
I know, like, where is Phoenix?
Free Phoenix and free Jack. But it's like, the kids must be with the nanny so much that when she sees them, she's like, oh my god, I've got 5 minutes for you. Also, did you notice that?
Right. And you're holding my coke in the bathroom.
I've never done coke before. Through my ass.
I put my cocaine in your baby powder.
It's not really milk. It's not milk, it's not milk powder, it's cocaine. But did you also notice too that her accent was gone this episode? Yeah, but like this is the first time, like when they were in the clock, like, okay, so when she was talking to last year, she said, it's a missile attack. This last night she said missile attack. Right. And I'm like, which one is it, bitch?
No, you know what happens to her? This is what happens. I do this too.
Moderation.
Like, this is so bad. Moderation. I believe in an excess of everything except moderation. I think that she hears PK's accent and she's like hearing it all day. Mm-hmm. So then she wants to mimic it.
Like, what accent? But, like, do it's you do not with even.
That? You said it happens to you too, so
like,
just try
to. Like, if I'm around British people and I've been drinking, like, I automatically do a British accent. It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing, and I see now I can't do it because I'm not.
Sorry.
I haven't been drinking. I haven't drank since Monday.
Congratulations.
Today's Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I haven't worked all week.
So, like, I've gone Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, I've gone 3 days.
Okay. Do we have much more to talk about? What else do we need to talk about?
The Moroccan dish. No, but just that she, like, nobody wants to hear you bashing on Rena anymore. Drop it.
And, like, and why don't you spend some time with your kids? Don't wet your hair like that.
And also, insider scoop, we heard that there's, like, not a lot of drama the next 4 episodes, and people are scared about it. People, aka producers.
Well, yeah, I heard that there's no drama, but I mean, I feel like Dorit's going to bring it with trying to get back at Teddy now because she needs to. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's still Beverly Hills is still my favorite to watch.
Yeah, Beverly Hills, like, I don't necessarily watch it for drama. And to be honest, I actually did not miss Kyle this episode.
Oh, I like her. She's my friend. God.
No, like, I just, like, until...
I'm a loyalist. I was a loyalist to Tamara until she blocked us, and then I was done.
No, like, Kyle's fine, but I'm just saying, like, it did not bother me. Like, once she, like, came back, I was like, oh, that's right, we haven't even seen her.
Well, I think her and LVP are going to fight this season, and LVP and Dorit. Dorit's LVP's little bitch.
Oh, for sure.
She's like her new
Brandy. I bet she has some sort of secret, and that's why Dorit stays close to her.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's that she's
poor! But speaking of, like, let's just remember what Dorit's birthday was last year. Like, remember she had a big party at her house, and then there was, like, that second part that was, like, an open to a boudoir. And then she had Boy George performing. Oh, and then, like, this year she has dinner at Villa Blanca and Jagger's her gift. It's like, wow.
My, the tables have turned.
Freaking turned. Okay, I also would just like to state that when Rinna and Teddy had their lunch together and Rinna was, like, powdering her nose. I don't know why that cracked me up so much.
Yeah, and, like... Well, because Teddy was saying at the same time, like, people are just so superficial in LA. And she's literally, like, looking in the mirror and patting her nose.
And I only have one Cartier Love bracelet. I'm like, bitch, give me that bracelet. They're like $5,000-$10,000. But that's all.
Someday.
I feel like that's, like, really all I have to say about this. Because I don't think Edwin is young, fit, handsome, or virile. Or virile? Is that what Lisa Vanderpump said? I don't think he's that cute.
Yeah, but I think he might be really... I feel like he's
a
gentleman.
I think those people have good heads
on their shoulder. Not like Austin that way, but...
Okay. All right.
Close.
And Mary,
close.
So before we go, did you set a New Year's resolution?
To be on Watch What Happens Live as the bartender. Andy's coming to LA. Oh. No. I mean, I always have the same resolutions all year long, and I bet people can guess what
they are. Stay drunk, stay skinny, live your life.
Yeah, get skinny, read more. I've been meditating more.
I mean, you saw the Instagram story I posted on my personal Instagram today. So clearly, I've been working hard. I recorded a photo of something from Whole30 that I Googled, and then I told everyone, just kidding, I'm eating ice cream. Because fuck, I'm sorry. If you guys are doing that, I'm very happy for all of you, and I hope that all of your resolutions stick. But if someone keeps throwing more Whole30 recipes in my face, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to lose it. I can't do it. I have no control. And so it just lets me know.
I've been really good the last 3 days. Let's just say.
I've run over.
Starvation Nation. Teddy is my sin.
I've run over 10 miles this week, and that's great. But I just can't do the food stuff.
That's good.
I need my dominoes. Okay. People make me feel bad when they're whole 30ing it. I'm whole courting it.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it, girl. Note. Get it, girl.
Thanks, everyone.
Until next week. Bye. Goodbye to the jury. Join the Facebook group. Bye.
Hello?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.